You're listening to The Ants and the Grasshopper, an Aesop's fable rewritten and retold, brought to you by CampfireStoriesAndSmore.com. On a warm, sunny autumn day, a grasshopper spent his day bouncing and jumping through the fields, carefree and happy, not worrying about anything, just enjoying the beautiful day. Every so often he would stop to chirp and sing a song. While enjoying the warmth of the midday sun, he eventually decided to nestle down and just relax. There he watched the puffy white clouds floating in the sky, all the while snacking on whatever plants were nearby. While resting there, he noticed some ants marching past. They were working very hard, carrying kernels of corn and seeds of grass. The grasshopper, enjoying his day, called out to the ants.
"Hey there! Why are you working so hard? It's a beautiful day. Come, relax and enjoy the sunshine, or take some time to play."
One ant called back, "We need to store food for the winter. In a few days, it'll start to get cold, and then there won't be any more food for us to hold." The grasshopper thought that this was silly and replied,
"Nonsense, there's plenty of food."
And he looked around and pointed to all the plants in the field. Then he just went right back to lounging in the sunshine. All the ants shook their heads in unison and went right back to work. A couple days later, the sun was still shining and the day was still warm, so the grasshopper decided to visit the riverside. He bounded from leaf to leaf over the crisp, cool water, again without a care in the world. That's when he saw the ants march by again. This time, the ants were carrying leaves and berries. The grasshopper called out,
"Hello, friends! Why are you working so hard again today? I thought you were gathering food a couple days ago. Surely you have enough. Take a break. Come sit in the shade and enjoy the sound of the river."
Once again, the ants refused, telling the grasshopper,
"Before you know it, these nice, sunny, easygoing days will all be gone. Soon, the cold will come. Food will be scarce. We must get ready."
Then the ants returned to gathering and storing more food in their nest. The next day, when the grasshopper awoke, the sky was gray. A cold wind was blowing through the fields. It was not warm anymore. Winter, it seemed, had arrived with a vengeance overnight. The ground was cold and blanketed with a fresh coat of snow. The grasshopper shivered and looked around for some food to eat, but couldn't find any. He walked around for hours, not being able to jump through the snow. He desperately searched for some food and shelter. Eventually, he passed the ant's nest. Inside, he saw the ants warm and happy and sharing a delicious-looking meal. He thought to himself that the ants were so lucky to have all that food and a warm place to stay. He didn't think it was fair that they were all happy, warm, and eating all that food while he was standing there hungry and freezing. Just then, one of the younger ants turned and saw the grasshopper looking in at them, all freezing and hungry. He felt pity for the poor grasshopper.
"Come on in," he called.
"There's enough room in here, and there's plenty of food."
Just then, one of the older ants in the community stopped the grasshopper before he could enter the nest. Then, in a stern and unforgiving manner, yelled at the grasshopper,
"All spring, summer, and fall, we worked hard to gather and store food and make our nest warm. All the while, you did nothing. You just spent your days laying in the sun, chirping, and grazing on whatever you wanted, whenever you wanted. You didn't listen to us or even offer to help us. Why should we even let you in our warm nest and eat our food?
Without a good explanation, the grasshopper could only beg and plead for their mercy, until the younger ant offered a solution.
Perhaps if we let the grasshopper in and teach him our ways, he'll be wiser for next year. Also, what if he promises to help us gather food for next winter, to make up for all the food he eats this winter, along with doing his own preparations? Then, if he doesn't, next year, we will not let him in and just let him freeze and starve to death.
Reluctantly, the rest of the ant colony agreed. The grasshopper, gleefully relieved, shouted,
"Sounds good!"
So the grasshopper welcomed himself into the ant's home. All winter, the grasshopper stayed toasty and warm in the ant's nest, eating their food, chirping away, dreaming of the warm, sunny days bouncing around in the field. After a long, cold winter, the snow started to melt and the sun began to shine. Spring had finally arrived and the plants began to rise from their winter slumber. They started to sprout a fresh batch of food for the ants to start to gather and store. Just in time, too. Even though the ants planned and stored enough food to last them well into the spring, the food began to get scarce in the nest, because the grasshopper ate most of the ants' winter stores. The grasshopper eventually emerged from the ant's nest and thanked him so very much for keeping him warm and feeding him all winter. He stretched his legs, gave a little chirp, and then disappeared out into the fields. Soon, spring turned into summer, and then summer eventually turned into fall. Day after day, the ants continued their habitual work to gather and store food, as they have done year after year, knowing that winter would eventually come. During all this time, not once during the nice, warm, sunny days, did the grasshopper show up to help the ants gather food, which made the ants angry and felt it was very, very rude. Eventually winter, as it does every year, began its descent on the land. The cold wind started blowing and the snow started covering the ground, so the ants gathered themselves into their nest, all warm and ready for another long, cold winter. Right then, the grasshopper decided to finally show up, asking the ants to let him in. The ants, however, remembering their deal with the grasshopper, refused to let him in. The grasshopper, cold, shivering, and hungry, begged and cried, asking for their forgiveness, admitting to them how inconsiderate he was for not honoring their deal and not helping them gather food. He even explained how foolish he was failing to gather food for himself. Still, the ants did not let him in. Then he tried to remind them about how he entertained them last winter with his chirping and singing, and how much fun they had. The ants continued to listen to his pleas, but still didn't let the grasshopper in, and reminded him that they had said that they were going to let him freeze. The grasshopper began shouting and complaining, saying that he didn't think or know that winter would come again. He swore he had learned his lesson this time and would be better next year if they would just let him in. Not to be fooled and risk running out of food again, the ants held firm on their deal and decided to let the grasshopper pay for his sin. Soon, the cold hands of winter had a firm grasp on the grasshopper, eventually making him pay the toll for all the lazy days in the sun and the ants' trust that he had stole. You have just listened to The Ants and the Grasshopper, an Aesop's fable rewritten and retold. Brought to you by CampfireStoriesAndSmore.com.